gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Our website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter, a weekly newsletter, is free. All you have to do is give us your email address. It's info@dirtdoctor.com. The way to send us an email, or you can fill out the form that's there on the website on dirtdoctor.com. We also have quite a bit of activity on Facebook these days. A lot of people are more into that than website stuff, it seems like, even though it's a website too. So you can check out that, The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, on Facebook. And we're starting to use it more and more. It's an easy way to put photographs up for you in a hurry and go that route. Let's see. Well, I tell you what, Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma called at the end of the last hour and wanted some help. He's got some bare soil. He's already fluffed it up and wanted to know what to do from there. So let's talk about that. I also want to work in this hour talking about the mosquito program. My recommended program is something that works. If you can't stay around to hear me talk about it, it's on the website for you. It basically is to clean up trash, empty water that's standing, spray the site with BTI, not just treat standing water. There's liquid BTI product on the market now that's wonderful, but any kind of BTI product that you use is fine. And then if you have to or want to or have to spray for adults that are flying around in the air, the essential oils are what we recommend. And the product that's probably the best one out there is called Essentria because it's labeled specifically for mosquitoes in the air and in water. Has killing power and totally non-toxic to vertebrates. But I'll talk about it in more detail than that. First of all, we're going to talk about planting a lawn, and then we'll get back to the phone. So jump on at 866-444-3478. Scott had an area, I guess, totally bare because he said he had fluffed it up and gotten it aerated and that sort of thing, which is good. Anytime you're going to plant any grass, and it doesn't matter whether it's a tough native grass like buffalo or if it's a more exotic grass, having soil that's not compacted is important. Now, having it not contaminated is good, too. So if you know it has been contaminated with whatever in the past, you can look at the detox program that we have on the website. It's in the library, and it talks about what to do so that the contamination is tied up and that you stimulate biological activity so that it's completely taken out in as quick a period of time as possible. And we use things like fine textured humates and or activated charcoal to tie up any toxins, and then you help the microbes break the toxins down by putting out things that just fire up biological activity. The Garrett Juice Plus formula, and the formula is on the website under guides on the homepage. We put a little bit of orange oil in it. In this case, it helps to the detox program. And we add sometimes things that help to stimulate more biological activity and help with the physics of the soil and all that, something like a Medina soil activator or some aloe vera products or some yucca products. All those kinds of things help, and you can read about it all on the site. But assuming Scott's is not contaminated, we're ready to get it ready for planting. I generally don't recommend putting a lot of amendments in the soil before planting sod of the grasses that we recommend or seed either one. And the reason is you just don't need to do it. You can improve the soil before planting grass with the same amendments that we recommend for bed preparation if you want to do it. But generally speaking, I either recommend that you don't do it at all or you cut back the rates really significantly from what you would do in bed preparation, you know, just to be cost effective, because Bermuda grass, buffalo grass, even more so, those are grasses that will grow in the lousiest of soils. The aeration, the fluffing it up like he talked about with aeration or raking or ripping or however you do it, getting oxygen into the soil improves the physics of the soil. That's a good thing to do. But putting a whole lot of organic fertilizer, compost, rock powders, and sugars and all those kinds of things in the soil, not really important. One thing that I guess I would suggest for everybody, because there's so much interest in saving water these days, rightly so, is to put out some lava sand into the soil. You can broadcast it, real heavy broadcast application, just leave it on the surface, or it could actually be, if you haven't tilled yet, tilled into the soil. And you can use anything, anywhere from about 40 pounds of lava sand up to 2 inches of lava sand if you're going to till it into the soil. You can use, you know, as much as you like. It's remarkable for holding moisture at just the right level for a longer period of time than even compost. It's best if you have a mixture of the two in bed preparations and everything. But in this case, for lawn installation, I would do the lava sand. And if you put out any compost or organic fertilizer down that will go down before the grass goes down, put out a very light amount. I think if you put heavy amounts like you would in bed preparation for ground covers and shrubs and things like that, and it ends up being under the sod, you don't get as much benefit. Let's put it on top of the sod after we've planted it is where I'm going with that. Now, if you're going with solid sod, the thing that I recommend, whether you're doing zoysia or St. Augustine grass or Bermuda or one of the dwarf Bermuda tiff grasses or anything else, fescue, bluegrass, those of you in the north, whatever you're planting, I recommend that you flip the sod over and wet the back side. A lot of times when you get the sod delivered to the site and it's on a pallet, it will be nice and moist on the back and everything will be fine. But in a lot of cases, it's been sitting around in the nursery or during transportation, especially the pieces that are on the edge will have dried out in a lot of cases. And so you want to wet that sod side of the soil side of the sod. And the easiest way to do it is just flip it over on the ground, use a hose and wet the back of it, and then lay it, that wet sod, the soil part down after you've also lightly watered the area where it's going to be planted. Don't get it sopping wet and make a muddy mess. Just have it moist and not totally powder dry, because it's very difficult if you lay solid sod to then go back and water enough so that it soaks through the sod and gets the soil underneath moist. It's hard to do. It takes a lot of water and a lot of time for you to make that moisture level even all the way through the sod and down into the soil. So it's better to have the base soil moist, and it's easy to do if you've fluffed it up and it's rough textured, like Scott was talking that he had already done, and then wet the back of the sod. So you've got moist soil under the sod, and you got moist soil that's part of the sod going down. And then after it's been put in butt to butt, real tight joints, you can do a light dusting of compost over the top, fill in any cracks that are showing, or you can use an organic fertilizer, either one. This is a real good case, so real good place to put in a light dusting and rake it out smoothly of compost. And then you can do your organic fertilizer whenever you want to. People will tell you not to fertilize until it starts to grow. That's good advice if you're talking about synthetic fertilizers. But with organic fertilizers, you can fertilize right after it has been put down. Same thing goes for planting seed. Again, whether you're going with buffalo or fescue or rye or Bermuda, same kind of thing. Plant the seed, do a light dusting of compost or an organic fertilizer on the top, and then do an additional application once it gets up to the point of being ready to do the first mowing. It's not complicated. It's just having moisture under the grass and then having the sod moist too will do a couple of things. Well, and there's one more thing in with sod I'd probably recommend too, and that's rolling it. If you can rent a roller or have a landscape contractor roll it for you, what it does is eliminate the air pockets under it, and you don't get any yellow spotting on the brand new grass. If you do that and do this moisture thing, it'll be just green as it can be from day one. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Give me a call, and we will chat about organic gardening.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Let's see what's going on with Celeste in Roanoke. Hello, Celeste.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have a question about controlling the oleander. We tried cutting from the bottom because it grew so fast, but it turns out, and we just learned recently, they're actually cutting them from the root actually produces more offshoots, so it's actually going crazy than we wanted it to be right now. So how would you actually control an oleander from growing too much?
Well, you're trying to get rid of the oleander or just trying to keep it a smaller size? What's the goal here?
Keeping it in a smaller size.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit tough with oleander. It kind of wants to be a big plant. So keeping it smaller is a little tricky because it also blooms, you know, on the ends of the limbs. And so when you cut it back, you're going to be fouling up the blooming of it. It might be best, Celeste, if you long-term just totally remove them or transplant them to an area where they can be allowed to grow to the size they want to be and plant a more dwarf flowering plant, Indian hawthorn or something else like that in the place where they are. All you can do to keep the size smaller is to pick prune, take the longest shoots and go back and cut them back, you know, way inside the plant or all the way down at the base. If you shear the whole thing back, it just really fouls up an oleander. So it'll be better to put a more appropriate sized plant there if you're dealing with it being too big.
Okay, and then if we cut it down to the root, would you suggest using some chemicals to stop it from growing back?
Well, I don't use toxic chemicals for anything. So if you want to get rid of it, the best thing to do is just cut it back so you can get to it and just dig the crown out and be done with it. It's you could smash, if it's big enough trunks, you could take a hammer and smash the trunks and pour a whole lot of molasses in the area after you've done that
or
some kind of sugar and just set up the rotting to go a lot faster. But on oleanders, the crown of the plant, the roots are not going to be that huge anyway, and I just go ahead and dig them out. How many plants are we talking about? Two of them. Yeah, just dig them out, be done with them, and plant something that's more appropriate for you in that area. The other thing is to transplant them to a new spot, and this isn't the best time to do that because you got new growth happening on the plants, and they may not transplant very well at this time. So might be best just cut your losses. Get them out of there, plant something more appropriate.
All right, we'll definitely do that. Well, thank you for the time and the information.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's that's where the planning comes in. Really look before you plant something at how big the plants get. If you want to keep it, whatever you've planted, to a much smaller size than it grows, it's a lot of trouble. You know, even if it'll work, even if the plant responds well to being cut back severely, it's more trouble than you want. So even roses, I let my roses get really large like they want to be. I don't even cut them back all that much. You sometimes have to because under an organic program, it's amazing how large that they will get. But sometimes the best thing to do is just plant something else. Once the plants have outgrown an area, or move them to a new location, which can be done easily in the fall and in the winter. 866-444-3478. Here's Joyce in Colorado Springs. Hi, Joyce.
Good morning. I was glad to hear you talk about pansies. I have some, too, and now we've had really cold weather, and they're drooping. And so I thought about spraying them, as you said, but I can no longer. You know I support Ace Hardware here in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And they have almost all your products. I can't buy Garrett juice anymore. What I do have instead is Foliar Plus. Is that the same thing?
No, it's not. That company made a bunch of different foliar or liquid materials and really confuse the issue. You're saying that the Ace stores aren't carrying the Garrett juice anymore?
Yes.
That's really interesting. Probably because the company that does the foliar juice is not doing Garrett juice anymore. I guess that's what's going on. There's two things you can do. One is tell them that they can get it, the Garrett juice, from other distributors. And if they have any questions, they can call us and we can help with that. The other thing is that you can get it direct from Natural Organic Warehouse, mail order. Arbico, who I've just started talking about the last 2 weeks, they will have it in stock and be selling it mail order right away as well. These same companies will help businesses with wholesale distribution orders too, so you can tell the Ace that they can, you know, contact the same companies about getting the products back in stock that I'm going to be talking about. I won't be talking about foliar juice or this juice or that juice. I'll be talking about Garrett juice because that's the formula, you know, that we have and give out to people to make and all that. And that's the other thing you can do. You can make it yourself. You can get some of those materials probably from Ace that are the ingredients and just make your own.
I'm not.
You don't want to do that?
Well, I'm an old professional woman. I still do work for the court some, and I don't have time for that involvement.
Okay. Well, that's just another option.
Okay. But I will go back and talk with Derek and see that they get the garden expert they have in the store I visit and you went to.
Okay. If you have something else, can I put you on hold a minute?
I do have another thing.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senator Marco Rubio says a proposed immigration bill expected to be introduced this week will not offer amnesty to those who enter the U.S. illegally. Speaking on the Sunday news shows, the Florida Republican says the proposal would require people to pass a, quote, rigorous background check and pay fines. The U.S. and Japan offering new talks with North Korea to resolve the standoff over its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Tokyo today. The London School of Economics is denouncing the BBC for using a student-led organization trip to North Korea as a cover for reporting on the secretive communist country. The LSE accuses the BBC's Panorama program of putting students at risk. And Syrian activists say government forces have killed at least 23 more people in attacks today on rebel strongholds. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tim Hudson pitched 7 innings, a 4-hit ball to lead Atlanta to a 3-1 win over Washington for the Braves' 8th straight victory and a 3-game lead atop the NL East over the Nationals. Losing pitcher Steven Strasburg, now 1-2, says it's early.
Honestly, I think our lineup's better. They're hot right now, and it's early, but it's not about how many wins you necessarily finish with in April. It's how many you have at the end of the year.
San Francisco beat Chicago 3-2. It was St. Louis 8, Milwaukee nothing. Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati 1. Miami 2-1 over Philadelphia. The Dodgers 7, Arizona 5. Colorado 9, San Diego 5. In the American League, Detroit snapped Oakland's 9-game winning streak with a 7-3 victory over the A's. Oakland manager Bob Melvin says the win streak was great while it lasted.
No, it's great. Anytime you put together a winning streak of more than one series, it kind of takes on a life of its own. The confidence keeps coming with every game, and you feel like when you take the field, you're going to win.
The Athletics still top the American League with a 9-3 record. This is SRN Sports. Shane Victorino's RBI infield single on the 10th gave Boston a 2-1 victory over Tampa Bay. Elvis Andrus and Adrian Beltre each hit 2-out RBI singles in the 8th, lifting Texas to a 3-1 win against Seattle. Baltimore beat New York 5-3. It was Cleveland 9, Chicago 4. Toronto 3-2 over Kansas City. The LA Angels 5, Houston 4. Interleague play saw the New York Mets beat Minnesota 4-2. In the NBA, Boston down to Orlando 120-88. The win locked up the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference for the Celtics. Charlotte beat Milwaukee 95-85. It was the Clippers 91, Memphis 87. Minnesota 105, Phoenix 93. In the NHL, the Rangers won overtime winner over the Islanders 1-0. The Rangers are 8th in the East, the Islanders 7th. Other winners, Buffalo, Colorado, Carolina, Toronto, Washington, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Dallas, Calgary, and Los Angeles. Brant Snedeker and Angel Cabrera are tied at 7-under heading into today's final round of the Masters. This man, Tiger Woods, is 4 strokes back after a third-round 70.
I was fired up and ready to play. I was 5 back starting out the day. I was hoping I'd cut that in at least in half.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Joyce is still with us, I think, in Colorado Springs. What else did you have, Joyce?
I had this. You talked about the land-grant colleges not doing a really good job, and I have a personal investment in CSU in Fort Collins. In fact, I'm meeting with a representative tomorrow. How are they doing with organics?
I don't know. I'm putting you in charge of finding that out.
They're doing a lot of things in the green elm that we don't like at all, in the green realm. Our ex-governor, Ritter, is in charge of that under a big grant from millionaires here in town, and he's doing a lot of things that we do not agree with in terms of global warming, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a foundation up there, and I want to put them under pressure if I can. I'm not in competition with his grant, but I'm meeting with a person tomorrow, so I want some update.
Well, check it out. I don't know. To be honest with you, unfortunately, most of the universities and extension services around the country are not into organics. A&M has done a very interesting thing here in Texas, and that is they've become more negative than they used to be. A couple of years ago, they made a deal with Scotts. Scotts gave them about $3 million, and they basically went into business together. So you got that going on. But I think the biggest problem, we talk about this with our groups all the time about why we can't get this organic thing accepted more at the university levels. And part of it is the grant money, that comes in from big chemical companies and everything. There's no question about that. But I think a bigger problem is just the paradigm shift, the ability to say we've been giving you information that's not that good and there's a better way to go. Just being able to say we've been wrong and here's another way to go, and that these organic people really have something. That's a bigger challenge than the financial side of it.
Okay. Well, I will make an inquiry tomorrow because she already knows I'm very unhappy with some things they're investing in. And so I will make an inquiry.
Let me know.
And I will let you know. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, Joyce. Bye. Bye. Yep, and any of you, same thing around the country. We're more than happy, just like we ran into in Tucson, this wonderfully positive situation. Anybody that has any positive things going on, and that goes for A&M too. They've got an they've got one interesting thing down at Bryan College Station, and that is they've got an organic research farm kind of a thing set up down there and going. I haven't been given any information about it. I'm totally open to hearing what they're doing and bragging about what they're doing if it is truly organic. But at this point, I don't know a thing about it at all. So I've just been told it's there. And anybody, you know, some of my golf buddies are A&M guys. I'm dealing with Aggies and A&M people all the time. It's something that somebody probably has some information out there somewhere, but I haven't gotten it yet. Mary in Arlington is next up. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Howard. I have a question about trees and replacing a tree. It's a yaupon tree that's right by my front door. So okay. The berries dropping is causing a maintenance problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to replace it with something that would be a suitable size for a 12 by 12 little courtyard.
Well, one possibility there, Mary, is to get another kind of yaupon. Did you know there's male and female yaupons?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, if you can get a male, that won't have any berries. And they're available. You've got to be a little bit careful about when you get them, making sure it is. You know, the berries normally show up pretty much year-round, even if they're not red. They're on there small and green. This is probably the time where they would be the least apparent. They both flower. It's just one of them is not going to have the berries. I did some commercial landscaping years ago where we actually designed in a significant number of both female and male plants, and I wanted to do that so people could see the difference, plus the fact the male plants get a little bit bigger. They are available out there, and if you can get somebody to work with you on that, that'd be one way to go. Ornamental size plants that are evergreen are kind of few and far between. Most of them are like Japanese maples and Mexican buckeyes and Mexican plum and things like that that are deciduous. So if you don't mind the plant being bare in the winter, all of those are possibilities for you.
Right. No, I don't mind. So Japanese maple.
Japanese maple would be a real good choice. Will this tree get a lot of direct sun?
Yes. Well, in the middle of the day.
Okay. Well, the one you want to get, the one that would work well there, is called just simply green Japanese maple. It's the mother plant. It's the species plant that a lot of the fancy hybrids and everything were bred from.
Okay.
It's just Acer palmatum.
Okay.
And nurseries, if they don't have them, they can get them. I mean, they're easily available. But it's a Japanese maple that can take full sun.
Okay.
It's better if it gets a little bit of filtered light and all that kind of thing. But if it does get some direct full sun during the middle of the day, it won't even burn the plant. So that'd be a good one for you to look at. Also look at Mexican plum and Mexican buckeye. Both those are really interesting plants. And then there's a lot of others. Crepe myrtles really need, you know, being full sun all day long, so that's probably not one. But if you look at my plant books or anybody's, you'll see a lot of other options as well.
Okay. Now, when I have this tree, if I do replace it and I have it cut down, how do I plant again in that same area?
Well,
do
you
I have
can.
Some of the, how do they do it? Do they just drill out and leave a hole or what?
Well, if you have a contractor do it for you, just have them remove the stump as they plant the new tree. If you leave the stump in the ground, which some people do, and there's room, you can just simply move over a little bit and plant the new tree beside the old stump. That doesn't hurt a thing in the world other than the fact that it'll probably sprout up and be a little bit of a maintenance issue for you for a while. So it'd be best to have a nursery or a landscape contractor help you with it and remove the old stump.
Okay, so they just drill out somewhere.
They'll just dig it up and dig it out, or they'll grind it out with a stump grinder to down well below the ground grade and chop out the rest of it so there's room to plant the new tree.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
All righty. Bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Here's Ken in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Ken.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning.
What's up?
Oh, I was looking at an Esperanza that I think they called it a yellow bell.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Our house faces the north, and I've got a northeast corner I thought about putting this thing on. How close to the house can I plant this thing?
Oh, you can plant it slap up against the foundation if you want to, but it wouldn't look that good. It'd be better to go out some distance so it has some room. It also is going to do a lot better for you, Ken, if it's in full sun. So
in full sun?
Yeah, you need to get it out far enough from the house to where it's going to get, you know, a good portion of the day in full sun. It'll grow without that, but it won't flower for you nearly as well.
Okay, well, the yellow, that's nobody on this side of the street has yellow, and I just thought that was so pretty.
Oh, it's cool. Let me tell you another one to look at, and this for everybody, too. We have a yellow flowering plant that's kind of, it's a little bit rare, not used as much, and it will grow in more filtered light, a little bit more shady situation and bloom for you a long, long time, too, and it's called yellow cestrum.
Yellow cestrum.
Yeah, it's spelled C-E-S-T-R-U-M, yellow cestrum. I put it on my Facebook the other day. It was really pretty, and I took a picture of it and put it on Facebook. That's the easiest way to see it, but you can also go into the library of dirtdoctor.com,
right,
and we've got information there, too.
Right.
In fact, I linked to it on Facebook.
Right. I've got another little here on the Rose Rosetta. I think I've got it on one of my roses up front.
Okay.
I didn't see a whole lot of information, or I guess I didn't look far enough there on the site about how to do something with it.
Yeah, just go into the library.
Right.
Everything's in alphabetical order,
right,
there, and look for Rose Rosette. We also did a newsletter on it. It's basically the sick tree treatment on steroids. What we do is, in addition to the regular things that are in the sick tree treatment, we add hydrogen peroxide to the spray of Garrett Juice Plus. And the first person that did it, they actually put a little orange oil and a little bit of bio wash in the spray as well.
Right.
I'm sure that helps, but just doing the hydrogen peroxide might be enough, but doing the whole mixture will take care of it for sure. Make sure that the roses aren't too deep in the ground. That's one thing that some people kind of forget about, is that a rose or any other woody plant can be too deep in the ground, just like a tree.
Right. I think they're planted all right.
Okay.
Have you got time about the fire ants and putting nematodes down? I put my second application down the other night.
Uh-huh.
But how long does it take to get a population established?
Beneficial nematodes, if they're alive when they go out, that's the only way you can go wrong. If they're alive when they go out, they'll hunt and kill the pests in a hurry. You'll see control, you know, in a very short period of time. If they're dead, you know, if the package had been sitting around too long and the nematodes are no longer viable, they're obviously not going to work. But if they're alive, they're going to attack and kill the fire ants or whatever other pest you're dealing with in short order.
Yeah, well, supposedly they were supposed to be good, I think, until October. I thought they come in a jar.
Well, the only way you can know for sure is look at them under a microscope. The people you got them from, you know, they could have let them sit in a hot room for a couple of hours or something. It doesn't take long for them to be mishandled and lose them. That's why we recommend dealing with people like, you know, Arbico is one of the reasons I'm dealing with them, is that their control of beneficial insects, the quality control and everything is just superior.
Yeah, Now, can they drown? I had them sitting in a bucket, and I had to go do something for about an hour and a half while the second part of them was in the bucket of water.
Probably didn't do them any good. It shouldn't have killed them all, but it didn't do them any good. The best thing to do is be ready to, when you're putting them in the water, you know, be ready to get them put out right away. So if you're not seeing control, you probably damaged the nematode, and you're probably going to have to do it again. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you,
sorry,
sir.
About that.
And I enjoy listening to you when I get a chance.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All righty. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor website. Again, if you're just tuning in, dirtdoctor.com, you can find details about all the stuff that we discuss on the show. And if we don't have something there for you, we can add it. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. If you want our free newsletter, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Had a couple people on and just dropped off, so got an open line for you right now. 866-444-3478. I saw what they wanted to talk about, one of them anyway, and I'll try to work that in. Pine bark as a mulch was one of the questions. In Rome, Georgia, though, here is Peggy. Hi, Peggy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Enjoying your program very much, as usual.
Thank you.
I've got two-piece plants that need to be repotted. These, of course, I keep inside. I'm wondering if you have any particular instructions for the soil that goes in those containers, or if it's the same thing that we do outside.
Well, no, the potting soil is different because it doesn't have any native soil in it. It uses the potting soils I like the most, though, are mixtures of the same kind of amendments we use outside in the beds. It's just that we don't have any native soil mixed in because it tends to hold a little bit too much moisture in pots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a little frustrated over the years. We've always tried to get people to do potting soils that are more or less our formula. And the big difference in what I recommend and other organic people, too, for the most part, recommend different than the bulk of the potting soils on the marketplace is that we don't recommend peat moss. And most of them that are on the market are primarily peat
right.
moss. So if you can make your own, that's great. Or you can take a regular potting soil and it'll probably have peat moss in it. Add compost and rock minerals and a little sugar, cornmeal and or molasses to the mixture and make your own.
Okay. Yes, I can mix it up. That's just what I was wondering what your thoughts were along those lines.
Well, if you go to the website, we've got I keep changing my mind about what the perfect formula is, but if you go into the library and
whatever works.
Yeah, and if you go into the guides on the homepage, the button that says guides,
mm-hmm.
I'll have all my formulas there, including the potting soil that I currently recommend. But anything that's pretty close to that will work fine.
Okay, yeah. Good. Have you ever used crushed eggshells at the base of your plants? Do they actually prevent any kind of bug or whatever attacking the plants?
I don't know if they would. They might slow down slugs and snails from crawling across it just because of the rough texture.
Mm-hmm.
When you use lava gravel or a granite or something that's a rough texture, it definitely will help in that regard. So the eggshells might help you some as well. If you grind them up fine enough and mix them into the compost or into the soil, you're going to eventually get some benefit of the calcium and phosphorus and other nutrients.
Oh, that's
that
a thought.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I've crushed them up, but I can crush them some more.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, and this company you keep talking about, is that capital R, capital B, C, O, Arbico?
No, it's Arbico. It's A-R-B-I-C-O, Arbico.
B-I.
And it's
okay.
Arbico-organics.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I probably ought to spell that. Probably first time people hear that have that same kind of conclusion, maybe. Joe in Mustang, Oklahoma. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Very well. What's up there?
Hey, I got a question. Can you put these mosquito donut deals in stop ponds?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, I didn't know if that would hurt the wildlife or not.
No, it won't hurt anything at all. That's why we like them so much, Joe.
Okay.
We recommend the BTI, which is the active ingredient in the donuts,
right,
for the control of larvae. But it'll only hurt larvae and buffalo flies and fungus gnats. You know, it only hurts bad stuff. It doesn't hurt beneficials at all.
All right.
Now,
all
it might be more cost-effective for you to take a look at there's a granular form of BTI besides the little donuts. You probably pay a little bit more,
right,
you know, for the donuts than you would for the granular stuff. And there's also now a liquid product that we're recommending people spray the whole site with.
What's it called? BTI?
It's a BTI product, and it's under the brand name, I think, is called Aquaback.
Aquaback.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Aqua Bite, right.
It's great, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good one.
866-444-3478. Trish in Lone Grove, Oklahoma. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
I have a couple questions for you. The first question.
By the way, I have a question for you first. Did you lose your line, or did you have to hang up and you call back?
I lost it.
Okay. It just went away?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's why I wanted to know if we were dropping people here.
Oh, I don't know. And it's my service out here is kind of strange.
Okay. Could have been on either end.
Yeah. So
okay.
The first question is, I got my soil test back from Texas Lab, and they're recommending quite a bit of gypsum.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, there is a place out here that has a lot of pine shavings. It's Hardy Murphy Coliseum. And I guess I'm assuming horse manure in there with it as well.
Uh-huh.
And one of the feed store guys recommended that might have too much acid in it. I'm wondering, is that going to cause a problem if I can get my, because I need a lot of organic material
I don't mind the acid at all, but is it pine bark is what it is?
Well, I'm assuming it's the pine shavings like they use for pet bedding.
Okay. If you mix that with other things and compost it, it's fine, but using it by itself, that's too high a carbon product, too high in cellulose, and it'll rob the nitrogen, so you need to mix it with other things. Let me put you on hold. We'll chat off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we will be back after this.